Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is A Little Bit of Luke, Part 2. In the last one, we looked at some of the issues to do with the authorship of the Gospel, and we're going to carry on talking about Luke for a little bit longer today. Who was he? It seems that Luke was a companion of Paul. How do we know this? Well, let's have a dip into Acts chapter 16. Something very interesting happens here. Near the beginning of the chapter, I wonder if you've noticed this before. Up until this time, the writer of the Acts of the Apostles, which we know to be Luke, has talked about they did this and they did that, Peter, Paul, and others. However, here in verse 8, 9, and 10, we find that once Paul had seen the vision of the man from Macedonia begging them to come over and help, it says, after Paul had seen the vision, we got ready. We got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So instead of they, it's now we and us. So what we know from this point is that Luke now joins Paul in his journeys. He becomes his close companion, and we find him being with Paul much through the rest of the book of Acts. So he was an eyewitness of much of Paul's ministry and teaching. Very interesting. At the end of Philemon, we find Paul saying about him that he's with him. Sending greetings to Philemon, he says, Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, sends you greetings, as do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers. So Luke is not only a companion, but he's a fellow worker. He's someone working with Paul in the mission preaching the gospel. Very interesting. And one last thing, which I find rather poignant. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul is nearing the end of his life. He senses this. He says in verse 6 of chapter 4, I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. Paul knows his end is near. And who is with him? Well, he says in verse 9, do your best to come to me quickly for Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me, has gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Only Luke is with me. Luke was loyal to the end. We don't know all the reasons why others left, but Luke stayed. Perhaps in putting himself in danger, considering that Paul was going to be executed. Luke is with me. How moving that is. Luke was loyal. Luke was a companion. Luke was a fellow worker. Now, here's the question. How might that have affected the way he wrote his gospel? How might that have affected the way he wrote Acts? But we're going to focus on the gospel for now. He was there with Paul to the end. He wrote Luke, we think, as a gospel before the book of Acts, but he knew what was coming. He knew what was going on. And he wrote with that, I think, in mind. How might that have affected the way he wrote about the cross and thought about the mission of Jesus? What do you think? You can send me an email to mccx@mac.com. Or you can leave a message anywhere you see or hear this recording, and I would very much like to hear your thoughts on this. Well, we'll have a little bit more Luke soon, but until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.